Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
This episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show is sponsored by Mark Cunningham of Grace Property Management. Now, Mark has created some amazing products for property management companies. We have implemented his systems and his business income streams into our business here, and I can personally recommend them. If you're in the property management business, I encourage you to visit their website, as you'll definitely find a product that will improve your business. I know Mark personally, and just a small investment to pick up one of his golden nuggets could earn you a return many times over. To learn more, go to propertymanagementsystem.org. Again, propertymanagementsystem.org. And to get a 10% discount on all of Mark's products, use the promo code Brad, B-R-A-D. And thanks for joining us. And today's guest, we have Ms. Cora Larson. And my name is Brad Larson. I'm the host of the Property Management Mastermind Show, and want to give you a quick intro of Ms. Cora. Ms. Cora is 7 years old, and she is my beautiful daughter, and we'll get into an interview here where we talk to her. But what I want to draw to your attention about this is ensuring that the legacy issues that you have potentially passing on the business to your children are identified. And we do talk about things like trusts, and we talk about things like what's going to happen in the future with this industry. So it's a quick episode, but I do think there's a couple key points out of there, especially with the trust and how those work, and some of the things that are going to be changing the industry as a whole. I think you're going to get something out of that. So just take a quick listen and we'll go from there. Thanks. And welcome to another episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show. And I have today in studio a very, very special guest. Her name is Cora Larson. And Cora is my beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed, awesome daughter of 7 years old. How are you today, Cora?
Good.
And are you excited to be here in studio with Daddy?
Yes.
So we've been talking about doing a daddy-daughter podcast episode for some time, haven't we?
Yeah.
All right. So one of the things I want to ask you, just to make sure you get real comfortable in talking on the microphone, because you're talking and you're listening to yourself and this is all new, and you're only seven. You're second grade. So what are your favorite things to do?
My first favorite thing is to go to a pool and swim. My second favorite thing is to play on a playground. My third favorite thing is to play with my friends.
That's a pretty good list. So now that we've got you talking on the microphone, let's get down to business and let's talk about some serious stuff here. So I want to make this episode a little bit more one-sided for me talking, Cora listening, and just kind of putting some good stuff out there. When we talk about kids, when we talk about legacy issues, when we talk about passing our businesses and our livelihood down to our children. And so I have one of my two children here. Drake is with mommy right now getting a haircut, right? We had to convince mommy to take Drake for a haircut while you and I come to the studio for this episode, right?
Yep.
And today is Sunday, May 28th, so we're Memorial Day weekend, and you only have 3 days left of school.
Three and a half.
Two and a half. Right? Because we go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then where are we going to go Thursday?
We're going to the beach after school. Thursday's the half day of school.
That's right. And we'll tie that into this episode here pretty quick. So let's talk about some of the legacy issues. And you're my second generation. And there are several management companies just here in San Antonio alone and a lot throughout the country that their mothers, fathers, uncles, you know, whomever may have started the company. And then they pass on that business to their children. And so you being one of my children, you may have the opportunity someday to take over this business. And the second generation often does fairly well. It's always been a rule of thumb that the third generation sometimes will squander the wealth that the generations ahead of them have built. So that's a lot of key big words there for you. And you're giving me this wide-eyed look like, what are you talking about, Dad? But this is, remember, for the listeners like me, who own a company like this, they're considering passing on their legacy, their businesses to their children. And so you being only seven and Drake being only nine, we're not in a big hurry to get you to that point, but it's a consideration because how often do we talk about what you want to do someday, right? So what's the latest and greatest? What do you want to do for when you grow up?
I would do the same job as you do, and I would own the company.
You would? So no more being a dentist? No? No one can see you shake your head. You have to say yes or no.
No.
Okay. Good work. So that's pretty interesting that Cora wants to be in the business. And it's ironic, I just talked to a couple from Florida when I was doing a speaking tour in Australia, and the Lopez couple, and they're in Florida and they have their children working for them. They have two daughters, and they gave me some good insight on their experiences. And I also know there's some second generation and third generation family members taking over businesses locally. And I know of some of their challenges. And one of the things that I would say for you, before you get into the business, we're going to require a couple things from you, maybe just one or two, but you're either going to have to go to college and finish college, right? I want you to get some life experience and maybe work at a Starbucks or a golf course or something so you can get some life experience in dealing with customers outside of the management business, because that will give you some good experience. Does that sound like a good deal?
Yeah.
So what would you rather do, go to college or work?
Go to college.
Okay. Do you want to stay in Texas to go to college, or where would you go?
Stay in Texas.
I don't blame you. Texas is a good place.
Yeah.
So remember, one of the things I wanted to bring up was talking about my background. So I'm the first generation business owner. I started this business from scratch. And I often tease Cora because Cora and Mommy think I grew up poor, right? Mommy always tells you that. Well, just because I didn't take any vacation. So for the record, I grew up in Iowa, small town. My parents are both school teachers. I played every single sport that was out there.
Okay.
And we didn't go on vacations. That's just, you know, nobody did back then. Hmm. And so you think we grew up poor. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Well, we have a good life. We have a good place to be. Everything's good in San Antonio. We're healthy and happy. Is that right?
Yep.
What we want to do now is I want to mention a couple things about making sure we have legal protections in place. So you don't know this, but I'll share this with the audience. Several years ago, Mommy and I decided to go and get ourselves a trust. And so we put the business and all of our assets, the home and everything into a trust. And so what happens in a trust is if we were to pass away suddenly for whatever reason, you and the life insurance policies and the homes and the businesses would all go into the trust account, the trust formation, and that would be willed to your uncle Chad and your aunt Amanda.
And cousins,
right. Well, we hope that never happens, but I wanted to bring that up to the audience to ensure that you are getting a trust. And I will plug a good friend of mine here in San Antonio. His name is Matt Spahn. Matt Spahn is an attorney, and he is the only Dave Ramsey-sponsored trust attorney in the United States. So that's a big deal. Matt basically sets up trust for all kinds of large organizations. It's quite interesting as you hear him talk because we've had quite an oil boom here in South Texas for the last, you know, 5 years or so. Okay. And he gets people that come into him and they say, you know, Matt, we're bringing in $1 million a month in money from our land in South Texas that before was practically useless. It would sell for $500 an acre. And now we're getting these oil monies, and it's quite interesting having to set that up. Now, obviously, we're not there, right, Cora? Because we don't own a plane or anything cool, right? Would you like a plane someday?
Maybe.
Maybe. That's a good, interesting point. I'm not big into owning planes or anything like that, but I just thought I'd ask you the question. Because we do like to travel on airplanes, right?
Yeah. It's just like, I just hate it when they're like more than like 3 hours. It's like I get like a little sick.
It is a little taxing. Yeah. Long plane rides are boring. Yeah. Remember when Daddy went to Australia?
Oh, yeah. It was like a whole day straight.
Whole day, like 17 straight hours to get there. You believe that? Yeah. I was going crazy. So anyway.
I can barely handle 5 hours.
I know. Hawaii. So back to the trust. I would highly recommend business owners, anybody that has anything to considerably of worth, put into a trust account. And let's talk a little bit further about that. So if you were to pass on without a trust account, all of our assets, Cora, would go into a probate. And probate would go to a judge. And a judge would say, well, we're going to need more time to decide on what's going to happen to you. And that could take 6 months or a year or longer, and a very expensive amount of attorney's fees. So what we did is we formed this trust. So if something were to happen, you would go straight over to Aunt Amanda and Uncle Chad, and they would take care of you along with all of our assets. So just want to be sure about that. And that's a good point to bring up for the audience, because they may forget to do those things as they start to form these businesses. They may want to circle back and say, all right, well, maybe we do need to kind of look at that. And again, I'd recommend Matt Spahn, and we can put him in the show notes here. It's mattspahn.com, I believe. So he's a good guy to set up, and he remembers you. because Matt Spahn was also a client of mine. And when you were just a little baby in the carrier, I showed some homes with you being in a little carrier. And I'd walk into the home and I'd set you down inside the doorway of the home. And I'd let Matt and his wife, Lori, they'd look at the home and they'd come back and say, okay, we like it. Let's make an offer. That's way back when Daddy was doing real estate sales. Okay. Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Very exciting. I know. Well, at this point, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back in just a few seconds. Today's show has been sponsored by Virtually Incredible, providing tenant screening services, call center services, and video production services to property managers. You may also visit them at virtuallyincredible.com. And we're back. Thanks for that short break. So let's continue with my 7-year-old beautiful daughter named Cora. And this is where we get to talk about what the future may bring. And so neither of us have a crystal ball, but wouldn't that be neat to have a crystal ball in front of you to see the future?
Yeah.
Like some of those Disney shows?
Yeah.
Remember that one with the mirror on the wall?
No, I don't.
You don't remember that? Okay. No. We'll have to go watch it later. But let's talk about some of what the future may bring. So in the property management industry, we're still waiting for the big disruptor. Like what's going to come into the industry and just totally change things? So long before your time and some of the folks that have been doing property management for a really, really long time, the big disruptor that came in was technology. It was computers. It was software. It was all those things that allowed them to do the transition from collecting rents with stubby pencil and paper to doing everything online. So that really changed the industry. Just imagine that, what they did, you know, a number of years ago. Can you imagine having to do all the stuff on the paper?
No.
Can you imagine life without a computer?
No.
Crazy, isn't it? I can tell by your face you wouldn't even know what to do. What would you do without your iPad or YouTube? Go crazy. Cora, yeah. Nobody can see your funny look on the radio, so you're going to have to tell us what you think.
I'm not sure.
It's a difficult one to imagine. That's how, you know, that's just think of that in my perspective. So I could never have imagined life with you 10 years ago, but now I can't imagine without it. That's how you are with computers. Isn't that neat? You've just grown up with it the entire time. So let's circle back and talk about a major disruptor and kind of a thing that would apply to property management.
Okay.
And that would be our vacation. So you don't realize this, but we set up our little quick mini vacation. As soon as you get out of school, we're going to go to South Padre Island and hang out at the beach for 3 nights.
Yay. We're bringing Daisy.
That's right. We're bringing Daisy the dog and we're going to the beach. Now we found that little rental property that we're going to stay at, we're found it on Vacation Rental by Owner. And so that could be one of the big disruptors in our industry. What Daddy does is those things like Vacation Rental by Owner and Airbnb, where people can rent a home or rent a room all electronically. They never have to meet the landlord. They don't have to do a lot of things that make renting difficult. And so that's one of the things that we're trying to ensure we embrace, because as you can imagine, I'm going to ask you one real tough question here. Are you ready? So if you had to pick a vacation, do you want to go to the same spot every time or do you want to go someplace different each time?
I'd rather go to a new place because you can try new surroundings and you can do different things.
That's a very good point. So from the mouth of a beautiful 7-year-old, we get what the future may hold in just a quick tidbit. And what I mean by that is the days of owning a vacation rental property may be dwindling. And so as you may see this, Cora, is the days of owning homes may be dwindling as well. You may want to be more free to where you can rent one place for a year and then move and rent to another place for a year. And so the need for good quality rental homes is going to be very strong for a long, long time. Just from what your sheer reaction was, you may want to see different things and you don't want to be tied down to owning a home potentially or owning a vacation home. But who knows what the future may hold, but this is just going to be one little tidbit of what we want to talk about. Because with the future, everything's going to be more technical. Everything's going to be more based around computers. And now we have something called our artificial intelligence, which might be coming up. Have you seen anything about this type of stuff, Cora? Well, artificial intelligence might be like the old school movies where machines are taking over the world. Machines are growing at such a fast pace that they may have such a huge influence on the way the world works that we can't even tell or even imagine what it could be like 10, 20, 30 years from now. And what about drones, right? We've played with drones in the home, right?
Yeah.
We got some for Christmas. Could that affect how property management is done? Instead of doing a walkthrough where I physically go to a property, what if we have a drone do a walkthrough of a property where they take all the pictures and do the video and everything else? What if that was completely automated? Think about that. Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah.
That could be. You never know. And what about money? What if money, what if the money that I have in my wallet, the $20 bills, the $1 bills, what if all that goes away? And money is surely only a number on your skin or your credit card. And that's how you conduct transactions. Think about that. So there's no more cash. Everything is done electronically through a bank account with never actual physical cash being exchanged. What would you think about that? Kind of a different way to think of things, huh?
Yeah.
That could all be in the future.
And I would have no money as a kid because how do I get a credit card?
That's a real good point. So that leaves out the younger generation and also the older generation, kind of leaves them out a little bit, but it could happen. So those are big disruptors in how we do things to where it may totally change how rent is collected, how monies are distributed. We might be able to collect rent and distribute rent within a couple hours, right? I mean, just like, and we can do that now, but I'm talking rent is collected on the first, period, and then we send it out by close of business the first. It's that quick. Think of that. If money moved that quick in the future with everything that we're talking about, artificial intelligence, and then no more cash involved, no more physical dollar bills involved, the pace at how business moves could be completely different 10 years from now, 20 years from now. What do you think of that?
I don't know.
It's a lot to think about, isn't
it?
For a 7-year-old. So what are you most excited about this summer? That's a lot. That's a deep response. You can do better than that.
I think no school.
No school. Got it. It gives you a good chance to get a break, and then we'll start back up in August like everybody else. Yeah. Are you going to be in which grade?
Third grade.
Holy cow. That's exciting.
And Drake should be in fourth, but yeah.
Drake's going to be perfect with you in third grade. He's got the birthday where it's right on the cutoff, like Daddy was. Remember, we talked about this? Daddy was one of the oldest 18-year-olds in his class when he graduated, just because my birthday is in September. Same with Drake. So, you know, he's got that weird birthday where we kept him in your class. It works out because then mommy just drops both of you off at school at the same time, doesn't she?
So.
Yep, it works out. Well, great. This has been an awesome episode. I'm so glad you could come on to do this podcast with me, Miss Cora.
Okay.
You're the greatest daughter ever. I love you. And do you want to say anything in closing to the audience?
Bye.
Bye. And you hope to be conducting this podcast soon someday?
Yep.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining. And this has been another episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Today's show is sponsored by the National Property Management Network, providing insurance products and services to property managers such as tenant liability insurance. Visit them at nationalpropertymanagement.com.
This has been a podcast episode by propertymanagementproductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.